Great Country Q 94. It's Lori and Cody. Day 3 of County Line Country Fest. The final day.
The final day. And going to be the hottest day.
Yeah. We're ready for it, though.
Ready for it.
We're hydrated. We're staying hydrated. We're going to try and stay hydrated with some Busch lattes maybe later on when the sun goes down.
Yes.
And speaking of Busch lattes, we have Riley Lull with us. He's our little Busch Light man.
He is. He's our beer rep.
You know, you took this job how long ago?
May last year.
I met him and I said, just so you know, when you come to the station, you bring samples.
He hasn't missed out yet. He is every time has something, whatever he's got. Cans floating in the car, whatever he's got, he's bringing them in for us.
Of course, Busch Light, huge sponsor of County Line Country Fest, which makes for a very busy weekend for you.
Absolutely. It's been not only busy weekend, but long week, making sure beer tents are full of Busch lattes, and not just the beer tents, but Town of Prairie du Chien.
Yeah, I mean...
We talked to you probably like 10 days ago now, and you were already gearing up, stocking Quick Trips, stocking every convenience store, shopping center in basically the area.
Absolutely. We wanted to get a jump start on it. So this week that we're just finishing up, but last week we started loading the stores up heavy and preparing for this week. And there's been a lot of Busch Light to come to the Town of Prairie du Chien this week.
And it's not going to be just a busy 2 weeks before, but then you have to restock the places after this weekend. So it turns into another
People
busy week coming up.
People still want beer on Monday.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. It's never a bad day to enjoy a nice cold Busch Light, so got to make sure everyone's full.
Yes.
Don't want anyone mad if they're empty, so yeah.
Yeah, your company has a lot of work behind the scenes, too. I mean, we've kind of been talking all weekend about the behind-the-scenes stuff that's happening. You guys have a lot. You know, you were out here getting the semis out here, making sure you have enough beer. I mean, nobody – I don't want to see that crowd if you run out of beer.
That would not be a happy crowd. And Jeff Cass is kind of the – head honcho of the beer trailers out here and does a great job making sure the event has enough Busch Lights. So, yeah.
And you're already sweating this morning. You were out with the Fenimore wrestling team helping do some stuff behind stage, getting equipment set up as well.
Yeah. So through one of the wrestling families of Fenimore, she's a Sheckler, and we kind of got in through her to every morning help pick up cans for the ground off the grounds, make sure the grounds are looking nice before they open up the gates. And then they also, I don't know if they lined up with Scotty, but are able to help unload the trailers of the bands and just help out, and it's great.
Yeah, a lot of fun as well. So you're wearing many hats this weekend. It's been a fun weekend so far. Is it a seltzer, a new beer that you guys have out that it's been going like crazy out here?
Yeah, so Jeff brought down some neutral. He just had the pineapple down here. And a lot of people know the High Noon, the vodka seltzer. That's kind of like the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is out here. But neutral, our product, we sold out. It just flew this weekend. Everyone's drinking it.
It's a vodka seltzer?
It's a vodka seltzer, yeah. So like I said, we just have the pineapple out here, but... there's cranberry variety packs, the fruit variety pack, which has the pineapple one in it, and then also the lemonade variety pack. And personally, the lemonade variety pack is probably my favorite.
Big fan of lemonade. So I'm just hinting, when things calm down, maybe give yourself 2 or 3 days to recoup. You can bring the lemonade pack to the radio station. We'll try it out.
I can do that.
We'll give all of ourselves a couple days to recoup. So, well, Riley, you're a busy guy. Like I said, we've seen you backstage working. We've seen you running around out there making sure the Busch lattes are cold. And they are.
They are very cold.
It's
you're going to need them today. Right.
It's warm today, but the beer is still cold. Right, Riley?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks so much. We'll let you get back to work. It's Lori and Cody. We'll be broadcasting live, giving reports all day here at County Line Country Fest Day 3.
Yes, day number 3.